This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohioans will be voting for governor next year. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the Republicans in the race and how they may or may not connect themselves to President Trump. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So there are four likely to be running for the Republican nomination for Ohio governor in 2018. First of all, tell us who they are.
First of all, there is the Ohio Attorney General and former U.S. Senator Mike DeWine. There's the Secretary of State, John Houston. Now, both of them are term limited out of their present offices. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor is likely to be a candidate as well. And Jim Renacci, a congressman from Wadsworth, Ohio, which is up in Medina County, he's definitely running.
So Donald Trump surprised a lot of people by winning Ohio last fall in the presidential election. How is that going to impact these Republicans in the primary for governor?
I think it's going to have a big impact. Now, you got to remember that Trump did not win the Ohio presidential primary. John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, who was running for president, won that fairly easily. But in the fall, Donald Trump won Ohio. It surprised a whole lot of people. People were shocked that he took it away from Hillary Clinton after two elections where Barack Obama had won Ohio. And he did it very convincingly by about 447,000 votes.
So how do you think that the candidates then will woo these Trump voters?
I think it's in different ways. I think, John Houston made a campaign video when he announced saying that, his family grew up in a small town of Montpelier, Ohio, and his father was a blue-collar worker, and that said there's no doubt my family would firmly fit in Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables, which was one of the great lines, that Trump used against Hillary Clinton in the fall campaign. He seemed to be positioning himself that way. But the one who has the best claim probably is Jim Renacci, the congressman, because he is the only one who is in Congress and actually has a vote and has voted on part of Trump's legislative agenda. So he can go out and say, look, I've supported him in the halls of Congress.
So is winning Trump supporters now the most important factor for these candidates?
I think it could be. A lot of it depends upon Trump's popularity, say, a year from now. Or even 10 months from now, whether or not he is as popular among a lot of these Republican voters. A lot of them were new Republican voters and independent voters who voted Republican. If he loses popularity, then it may not be quite as important. If he remains very popular with these folks in a Republican primary, mind you, then it could be very important.
So is there a strategy that might work for a Republican candidate who doesn't want to get too close to President Trump?
Well, I think there is. I mean, I think, like in Mike DeWine's case, he hasn't said a whole lot about Donald Trump or, he's kind of stayed out of the thing. I could see a scenario where one of the candidates, maybe DeWine, maybe somebody else, just kind of stays away from the Trump issue and lets the other three divide up the Trump vote and takes the more moderate, traditional Republican vote and ends up winning the nomination, just by splitting up the Trump people.
Are any of the candidates doing that?
Well, it looks like, I don't know, that it's too early to tell, but if anybody's going to do it, it might be Mike DeWine.
So the GOP primary for governor next year really could be a referendum on Trump among Ohio Republicans.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it's going to be about. I mean, he won Ohio, he won it fair and square, and then after the election, the Trump forces, led by Trump himself, came in and took over the operation of the Ohio Republican Party. They threw out John Kasich's state party chairman and replaced him with Jane Timken, who was a very strong Trump supporter. And it's no doubt going to be a referendum on whether or not Donald Trump is firmly in control of Republican politics in Ohio.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.